This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I hope you do love me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, many of you know I'm a family doctor. I was born and raised in the United States. Came from my father was an immigrant and my mom was from Cleveland. So that counts. And no, I love Cleveland. I'm sorry. And I went to school here. Multiple schools, 12 schools. Folks moved a lot, but went to UNLV for undergrad. Went to UNR School of Medicine for medical school. Came back to Las Vegas through the University of Nevada program and did my residency training in Las Vegas, Nevada. Very, very busy at UMC Hospital. And then I graduated my residency. Got my license in Arizona and worked in an ER while I was in my residency in Nevada. And worked every weekend in the ER and urgent care in Lake Havasu and Bullhead. And then once I graduated residency in Nevada, opened up my practice, had a practice for 16 years, and then I closed my practice so I could teach at Toro University of Nevada. So I've been, here in America, I've trained in America, and I've trained other students. And so I found this article, this headline, very interesting, where they say, U.S. doctors who were trained overseas have slightly better patient outcomes. I thought that was fascinating. They said death rates are lower for older Americans who are treated by doctors trained in other countries than by those who went to a U.S. medical school. Now, that's very interesting because there's a stereotype or a myth that if you don't train in a U.S. school, you aren't as good. Now, I I've never really thought that was the case because in order for a medical school or a facility to be accredited, okay, they obviously have to teach, it doesn't do a school any good, especially, one of the university stature to treat people half-assed. I mean, then those doctors it's going to make their school look bad. It's going to not treat the community well, because remember, in order for a doctor to become a doctor, or a student to graduate, they have to treat patients, and they have to demonstrate proficiency in those patients. So those patients need to be able to go to that medical school or that training facility, no matter what country, to be treated and want to go there. So, and you have a facility that has such a bad outcome, the government's going to shut it down. So I don't want to say there's no bad medical schools, but generally speaking, your medical training centers and facilities, have to have some level of competency because otherwise you can't graduate from there or patients won't want to go there or they wouldn't be allowed to exist. So get that myth out of there where if somebody trained out of the country, they're bad. No. Okay? And many people will say, well, they had to go out of the country because they weren't good enough for an American school. Not entirely. There's a lot of reasons why people may be out of the country when they train. So, But, okay, why are they actually performing better? That's interesting. They said the finding held true even though foreign-trained doctors are more likely to care for patients with more chronic health problems. They say the results of this study should dispel Americans' concerns about the quality of care provided by doctors trained in other countries. They said the study included information from more than 1.2 million Medicare patients, age 65 and older. All of them had been admitted to the hospital between 2011 and 2014. The 30-day death rate was 11.2% for patients treated by foreign-trained doctors and 11.6% for those treated by U.S.-trained doctors. Now, some of you will say, well, that's a small percentage. Yeah, but with 1.2 million patients, that's kind of a lot. They say there was no difference in patient hospital readmission rates, but the cost of care was slightly higher for patients cared for by foreign-trained doctors, 1,100 versus 1,000 or 1,098. The study was led by Dr. Yusuku Sugawa from the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. Now, they say the study was not designed to prove, like, a cause-and-effect relationship, but they say the findings should reassure policymakers and the public that our current approach to licensing international medical graduates in the U.S. is sufficiently rigorous to ensure high-quality care. And doctors who graduated from international medical schools make up 25% of doctors in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia. Now, about 15 years ago, there was this big trend where many of the doctors that were available for patients were foreign graduates and foreign, had accents that were very, very prevalent, and patients were saying that they can't find an American doctor. And this was a rumor that was, you know, perpetuated by, yeah, you know, American doctors, they don't want to practice anymore. But about 15 years ago, it wasn't that bad yet. Obamacare didn't exist. What was, though, occurring were the malpractice rates going up. The malpractice rates were going through the roof. And when the malpractice rates started going through the roof, many doctors who had at least one lawsuit were not able to get insurance and many times had to leave their state. Alright, to find a state where a malpractice company would insure you. You know, depending on the state you live, there may only be a couple insurers. And many states were considered highly litigious. So it was more difficult to get malpractice insurance. So many doctors might have left the area, whereas a new graduate who trained in a foreign country that may not be as sue happy as America, that has then a clean record and is able to get malpractice insurance reasonably, might be more prevalent in that area. And, you know, patients would come to me saying, look, you know, you refer me to a specialist, but he doesn't speak English. I go, yes, he speaks English. I just spoke to him on the phone. I don't understand him. I don't understand him with his accent. I can't understand her. I can't understand him. And so patients, when they had a choice years ago, would then seek out and try to find the doctors that spoke English. So unfortunately, many doctors who had a thick accent or who appeared foreign didn't seem to get as many patients. That started to change with Obamacare. As more doctors left, there was more and more of a scarcity of doctors. And having a scarcity of doctors and not enough providers for Medicaid allowed more doctors who did train out of the country to come in into our country. So it's fascinating how, you know, things progressed. But I just found that interesting that the outcome seemed to be a little better. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef. was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a little boy in Texas, okay, I guess lifts his toilet lid, and there's a rattlesnake hiding in the toilet, and the mother freaked him out. This is in Abilene, Texas. They say a snake removal expert says rattlesnakes often hide in rural Texas homes, but having one peer up from a toilet is an unusual occurrence. What movie was that where a snakes came up from the toilet? But here's the thing. It was like an old movie from the 70s or 80s. And I don't remember what that was, but snakes came up from the toilet. And I was a kid. I don't know if it was a... I don't think it was a horror movie. I think it was a very common comedy movie. And I remember as a kid I saw that, and I would have nightmares of toilets, of snakes coming up from the toilets. I got to remember that movie. It was like weird talking 70s or 80s where the snakes came up to the toilet And it freaked the person out. I just gotta remember what that was. But that was the movie that gave me nightmares. So this poor kid must have nightmares because this really happened to him. Nathan Hawkins said Friday that he was called to a home near Abilene last month after the boy lifted the toilet lid and was surprised to find an adult rattlesnake poking out of the water and most of its body extended down into the drain. Hawkins said the snake found its way into the house through the plumbing in an exposed pipe. The boy's mother decapitated the snake. Oh, see, that's why you don't mess with the Texans. Oh, man, that mom, woo! Boy, see, that Texan mama, don't mess with that. She decapitated the sucker. And Hawkins removed 23 others that he found nesting in the storm cellar and beneath the home. Hawkins posted details of the accounts on the company's Facebook page, and the post has been shared thousands of times. And, you know, I bring this up because, one, is it's a headline. But two, I met somebody this weekend who had gotten bit by a rattlesnake twice because he works with snakes and pet snakes, etc. And he said that when he went to the hospital, his arm was swollen, and the antivenom, by the time he got done with the hospital, it was $140,000. I want to look this up. How much is snake antivenom? Because I have never seen a hospital bill. Right? That, because of course he had to be watched, you know, because of, you know, the toxicity of the snake venom. Now hold on one second. Here we go from the Washington Post. They say it costs $14,000 to treat a snake bite and the medicine is only $14. That's very interesting. From the Washington Post, they say making the most common rattlesnake antivenom involves injecting sheep with snake venom and then harvesting the antibodies produced by the animal's immune systems. But does that process add up to an estimated $2,300 per vial that the hospitals pay for the stuff? So Leslie Boyer, who investigated this, found out. She's a founding director of Viper Institute at the University of Arizona, which is a research group studying ways to improve the medical treatment of venom injuries. Viper was instrumental in the development of Crofab, the leading rattlesnake antivenom, as well as its upcoming competitor, Anavip. Boyer knows that more than just about anyone how, okay, so she knows about how antivenoms work, how to study them in the lab, but she didn't know why the price was so high. So I get that, okay? The clinical trials cost money, the cost of making the antivenom, and then the licensing fees, FDA fees, regulatory and legal costs, wholesaler fees, hospital profits, 27.7%. All right, so that's what are the components to the price markup. But they say the hospital markup was 70.1% of this what, you know, creates the cost. So I am looking at this, you know, this person who was bit by a snake and went to the hospital, $140,000 for the hospital course. I can understand how it could be about $20,000-$30,000 overnight, but all this extra money for a $2,300 vial. And yes, it does get reduced because the insurance companies say, I'm not going to pay that. But that's ridiculous. Now, some of you are like, well, look, you know, how do I avoid the antivenom? Well, the best way to avoid needing antivenom is to avoid getting bit by a rattlesnake. All right? Now, WikiHow has some real great steps and pictures on what to do if you get bit by a rattlesnake. Now, you see, I learned how to do this very early on because as a kid, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, so rattlesnakes were all over the place. So they always taught us what to do with a rattlesnake. So, alright, rattlesnakes, if they feel threatened, they will attack you. It's not like if you don't bug the bees won't bug you. Rattlesnakes may just get their rattle all up in a bunch and think that you're going to attack it, and it will attack you first, and it'll strike. So if you have been bitten, get the hell away from strike range, at least 20 feet away from the snake, and make sure the snake goes bye-bye. But you also got to make sure that its buddies aren't around. Okay, that was what I learned. You know, if there's one rattlesnake, then where's the mama rattlesnake? Where's the baby rattlesnakes? Where's its best buddy? And then where's the grandma, grandpa? And then who you really have to worry about is the mother-in-law rattlesnake. I mean, wow, you would think two negatives make a positive, but no. They are nasty. Okay, and those mother-in-laws, whew, all right, so you got to get medical attention. And you call 911. Dial 911. Don't sit there and try to suck out the venom. Don't be stupid like that. Just call 911. All right? You got to get to a hospital immediately. And don't worry about the price. Get yourself, get yourself taken care of. All right? But if you are in a situation where it would take a lot of activity for you to get to the hospital, And it's easier for you to call the paramedics. Call the paramedics, because now I got to tell you, we don't want you moving. We don't want you getting your heart rate up, because that could bring the venom at higher doses to the heart quicker. So we don't want you to maneuver too much. If you have a, let's say he bit you in the arm, don't elevate the arm. Right? You know how we always say elevate the body part? You don't do that with snake bites. Alright, they say that the venom will be able to go to the heart more quickly. I don't know if I believe that as much as it's the, we don't want you moving around. And trying to maintain your arm elevated, or your leg elevated, or whatever else it bit elevated, takes so much effort that your heart rate's gonna go up. So we want you immobile. Alright? We don't want you to move around a lot, we just want you to relax, okay? And just stay put. If they bit a finger, all right, you have got to, or a leg, you have got to remove anything that could start to constrict blood flow, because you have to expect that sucker to start to swell. So you got to take off the rings, you got to take off the bracelets, try to take off the soccer shoe, even though I doubt somebody got bit by a rattlesnake if they were, you know, in the foot, if they were wearing a soccer shoe. But if they got bit in the leg or something, anything that could restrict blood flow, start to remove it. All right? You're also going to have to restrict some of the clothing, move some of the clothing as well. Let the wound bleed. Okay? All right? Rather than sucking it out, okay, you want to let, you know, we tell you do not put your mouth on it. Yeah, they talk about suction devices to try to, you know, let it bleed out first. Bleeding is your body's defense mechanism of the venom getting out. Okay? And so now, I mean, if they're bleeding to death, you gotta stop that. But usually these snake bites, it's, you know, it's rare that they hit an artery or a major vein. Right? Because again, it's a superficial bite and they may go, what, a half an inch to an inch deep with their fangs. So, you know, let it bleed. Okay? Then you want to place a clean bandage on the wound. Now you're going to see on WikiHow, use a pump suction device. Who the hell is walking around with a pump suction device? But see, here's my problem with that. We were taught years ago, don't start sucking out the venom, because one, you don't want in your mouth. And B, you know, don't try to start pumping and manipulating the tissue, because if you do it wrong, you can unfortunately increase more blood flow to the area. And again, we wanted to, we don't want it to take it back to the heart. Put a clean bandage on the wound, okay? You could even wash it off. Tie a splint or sling around the limb, you know, if it's your arm, because we don't want you to move it around a lot. Basically make a triangle out of fabric by folding it or cutting it. Wrap the triangle around the arm with the elbow at the middle point. Your arm or the person's arm should be bent at the elbow to fit in the sling. Tie the other ends together around the shoulder and let the hands stick out of the base of the triangle. Okay? You could use sticks, rolled up newspapers, rolled up fabric, just to kind of keep it straight. And then make sure you calm the person down. They're going to freak out that they were bit by a snake, of course. You know, and say, don't worry about it, just relax. You know, you may get a little dizzy. They may start getting blurry vision. You may see their pupils dilate. Again, hopefully you call 911. All right? And you've got to watch for shock. Okay? You want to keep them lying back with their head down so oxygen gets to their head. You may have to be prepared to perform CPR. If they aren't unconscious and they want something to drink, give them something to drink, but not if it's caffeine or alcohol. Give them water. Okay? Do not cut the wound and cut out the meat, right? You know, like you saw in, Talladega Nights, don't cut it out. They say within 15 minutes, the venom has already entered the lymphatic system. So sucking is useless. Do not suck it out. Do not apply a tourniquet, okay? Because it's not going to stop it from coming, the blood flow from coming to the heart, and we still need blood to dilute it, okay? And don't pee on the bite. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? A afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, there's a new dementia pill that Great Britain is going to be trying out, made of chocolate. Now, I'd be like, well, let me just eat the guys trying chocolate. But they got to make it in pill form, and I'll tell you why. We've talked about the flavanols, right? The flavanols. The flavanols help tackle cholesterol levels and blood flow, according to Daily Mail. And the flavanols, they believe if they get increased blood flow and decrease the cholesterol levels, you'll have less plaquing that could cause artery hardening, especially that those arteries bring in blood to the brain. And if you improve blood flow, you're improving blood flow to the brain. But they say to get an effective dose, you would have to gorge on 400 grams of dark chocolate. And dark chocolate has 2,400 calories. But a pill that could contain the condensed antioxidant nutrients in their purest form is now available in Great Britain. It's called Blood Flow Plus. It's the first ever chocolate pill in the UK and is aimed at those suffering from heart problems. They say research by the Royal Society of Chemistry proved that flavonoids assist production of nitric oxide, which in turn triggered the arterial wall muscles to relax. The European Food Safety Authority accepted it, improved blood flow, and the transference of oxygen and nutrients to the body. So now we're going to see how this works. The problem is, somebody's got to be on it for years for us to know if it's really slowing down dementia. That's the hard part, okay? But they say this new analysis is showing there are powerful compounds in many natural nutrients. That was half of a hiccup and half of a burp. So I call it a burp-up or a hiccup. They say the new analysis is showing there are powerful compounds in many natural. See, all this talk on chocolate. Chocolate, by the way, causes GERD. You know that. So as soon as I even look at chocolate, all of a sudden my body wants to just start, refluxing. All right. Okay, back to the sentence. New analysis is showing there are powerful compounds of many natural nutrients that can help maintain the health of everyone. We support the huge amount of research that has gone into Blood Flow 1. Blood Flow Plus. That sounds like something for PMS. And we are delighted that this is the first cocoa flavanol product officially allowed to claim it benefits heart health. Maintaining the elasticity of blood vessels is very important. By the way, that's why blood pressure lowers. If you have more elasticity with your blood vessels and they're less stiff, then you lower your blood pressure. That was from Dr. Alf Lindenberg, advisor of Cambridge Nutraceuticals. All right. Slightly elevated blood pressure in midlife is linked to increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and dementia. Increased blood pressure in middle age is in part due to increased vascular stiffness, and current blood pressure treatments are not very effective at reversing or preventing vascular stiffness. They say cocoa flavanols and some other dietary polyphenols also confer benefits and antihypertensives do not. They say each year 17.5 million people die from cardiovascular disease. Actually, 31% of all deaths globally. And in the U.S., they are finding that they think this could help reduce or improve the elasticity by 23%. Now, how can we get this? I don't know. It's called Blood Flow Plus. How much is it? I don't know. So you could look it up, but I would say still be very, very cautious, right? And the reason why I say this is, okay, I love chocolate. You love chocolate. But after a while, what happens when you eat too much chocolate? Your body starts to feel weird. Maybe you feel nauseous. Maybe your sugar starts to get high. And what this did was this extracted the flavanols and stuck it in a pill. Well, they did that with resveratrol and red wine. They said, you can't drink enough red wine or eat enough grapes to make this work. So what we're going to do is extract it and stick it in a pill. That's not natural to me. And everyone's like, oh, well, I take something natural because it's made of natural products. Well, that's great that it's made of natural products. I get that. But what you're doing is you're concentrating it. So it's unnatural. You know, I don't get why there's a little bit of that hypocrisy there. So just, be careful. That's all I can say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In SeaWorld News, SeaWorld officials say Tilikum, which is the orca that killed the trainer at the company's Orlando Park, died from bacterial pneumonia. SeaWorld spokeswoman Amy Jean Sembeca announced the results of an autopsy or a necropsy in an email Friday. Tilikum had been receiving treatment for a persistent bacterial infection when he died January 6th, and he was 36 years old. He was profiled in the documentary Blackfish, which helped sway popular opinion against keeping killer whales in captivity at SeaWorld Parks. Criticism over keeping orcas captive grew after Tilikum grabbed trainer Don Branchot in 2010 after a Dine with Shamu show and pulled her into the pool, killing her. Tilikum was also involved in the deaths of two other people in the late 1990s. See, the problem is it's a killer whale. All right? Killer whales are killers. I know they look cute, and I don't know we do some amazing things with them. I don't know where I stand with the whole SeaWorld thing because, okay, so as a kid, we had Marineland in California, and we had SeaWorld. Now, I'm trying to remember how much different Marineland was. I think there were rides and whatever. But to a little kid, okay, who loves fish, all right, I have to admit, and I know this may upset people, but we're just kind of being honest here. I have to admit that I found a newfound love for these fish when you saw them at these shows. And so I understand why there's the debate, and you can't keep, you can't do something artificial to nature, because nature will win. So I get that, and I understand that SeaWorld is stopping those shows, and I get that. But I don't want to say it was all bad, you know, because I think those of us who were kids that saw these shows, you know, we really had a appreciation for animals that we would have never seen. And, you know, being cruel to an animal for our amusement, you know, is something obviously we're not putting up with anymore. And so, obviously, public opinion matters with that. The Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, I believe, is closing down. You know, but on one end, on the other side of things, you know, I have to admit, me and I think many others, you know, look at animals differently, and we look at them very, you know, affectionately. And so, you know, when somebody says, you know, well, we got to save the elephants, we got to save the giraffes, I could connect to that because of my association with, you know, elephants and giraffes and stuff during these, you know, zoos and, bringing the public next to nature does have some merits. It's just, how do you do that without putting the animals at risk? Do we have to, circulate them more or alternate them more? Do we, you know, I don't know what the answer is. But I fear a future where zoos are closed, aquariums are closed. And trust me, I'll go to an aquarium. I love going to aquariums. Every city I'm at, I go to the aquarium. And I'll look at the fish and I go, they need more room. They need more room. And I do. I feel sad. I do. But I do like the idea of us getting that access, and I think it does make us appreciate it more. You know, knowing the fish and having all the aquarium access I had as a kid made me want to learn scuba dive. It makes me want to sit there and really respect fish life and anything I could do to help fish life. That's why I don't eat fish. See, it's not that I hate the taste of fish and I prefer beef. It's because I really like the fish. You believe that? You know, like your kid, you know, my kid has a fish tank. Somebody could say that's cruel. Really? You have fish in a tank, right? That's their only life. And they're, you know, but on the other hand, my kids are appreciating fish. They're taking care of them. And maybe the fish are living longer in that tank than not. So I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, when you have a killer whale and the whale is killing, you know, the trainers, okay, something's got to stop. And when you see the whale's fin, that dorsal fin bend over, that's a sign of distress. And so, I understand why things have progressed to the point where things are closing, but, you know, I want, you know, kids and their bright eyes and their, you know, ideas of doing good on this earth. I'd love them to see, you know, nature, you know, in ways that they usually can't. So I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry about that. I got one of my wires stuck in my boots. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. I was talking about work relations and, you know, employee relationships and employee relationships with the boss, because I think our work life is a big part of our everyday life, and that's a big part of our health. So this article caught my eye from Mail Online, talking about why you should be selfish at work, because there's a generosity burnout that can occur and damage your career. This is very interesting. New research says being selfless at work can backfire. Giving at the expense of your own well-being damages your chance of long-term success. Now, this makes sense, but it's unfortunately easier to do than we think. In an article from the Harvard Business Review, Wharton School and the University of Pennsylvania professor Dr. Adam Grant and Wharton People Analytics researcher Reb Rebelli explore the quote-unquote generosity burnout. They believe that selflessness at work leads to exhaustion and ironically often hurts the people you intended to help. They say, although givers are the most valuable people in organizations, they're also at greater risk for burnout. When they don't protect themselves, their investments in others can cause them to feel overloaded and fatigued, fall behind in their work goals, and face more stress and conflict at home. I'll tell you guys how you handle this. In their currently published unpublished research, apparently the authors looked at a data set that came from a study conducted with more than 400 teachers in schools throughout the U.S. At the start of the year, they asked some questions about their approach to helping others. Their answers allowed the others to predict how well their students would do in their exams at the end of the year. Okay? So, for example, they said, examine that you teach in a geometry class, and you volunteered to stay after school one day a week to help one of your students, Alex, improve his understanding of geometry. He asks if you'll also help his friend, Juan, who isn't in your class. What should you do? A, schedule a separate after-school session to help Juan so you can better understand his individual needs. Invite Juan to sit in on your geometry sessions with Alex. Tell Alex that it's nice that he wants help Juan, but he really needs to focus on his own work in order to catch up. Tell Alex that Juan should ask his own teacher for help. And surprisingly, the pupils with teachers who answered A did the worst in the end-of-the-year exams. They say the teachers who protected themselves and were less selfless got their students better grades. So they say selfless educators exhausted themselves trying to help everyone with their requests. Now, okay, really quickly here, I'll finish and then I'll tell you how you need to approach this. Dr. Grant and Mr. Rebell explain that you need to remember three key things when you give help to other people: being thoughtful about how you help, when you help, and whom you help. No one can be available all the time to help other people. Now, here's the thing, okay? I've been in many different work situations where I totally understand the hierarchy, the dance, the choreography that has to take place in order for you to move and advance and get help. All right? The one thing that I always get screwed on is I help somebody, and then when I need their help, I don't get it. Okay? And I don't like to ask for help because I don't want to feel like I owe somebody. So it's very easy to go into an isolationist mode. Now, when I started teaching at Toro University, I went the opposite. And I'm like, guys, anything you need, use me for it. So I started volunteering. And I volunteered for so much to the point that I got to the point where I'm like, okay, wait a second here, okay. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. Now, I thrive on stress, so I ended up making whatever happened happen. But, did I get the biggest bang for my buck? Now, I do a lot of volunteer work and charity work, etc. So for me, if I'm not doing as much as I think I need to, I start feeling guilty. So there's that selfish reason where, you know, I feel like I'm not, you know, being as good a person as I am. So I have something to gain by it. But, you know, the average person at work, okay, you know, once they figure out that they're not getting as much gain back, then they start to close up. The problem is once you close up, somebody thinks, well, you know, you don't like them, or there's a problem with the relationship. So you almost have to early on not give in that much. You know, remember I told you guys I would come to medical school class, you know, always kind of late, so that if I did ever come early, it would look good. Whereas the people that were always there, when they came late, then it was noticed, you know? No, that's not why I don't know medicine. I know a lot of medicine. Come on, please. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. You don't want to spoil them too early. Now, if helping them, and again, I hate saying this because, you know, we're supposed to be charitable people. But when it comes to work and avoiding this generosity burnout, sometimes you need to see the gain in it. Because many of your acts are going to be selfless. And many of them will, you know, in no direct way help you. But if you see that it builds a relationship, if you see that it shows teamwork, there are those benefits. And there's a lot of benefits to helping others in the workplace. All right, but you also don't want to be a crutch for others. You also don't want to be a rung in the ladder that they are stepping on to get up, and you're just still at the bottom of the ladder. So that's tough. That's very tough. You know, I mean, one thing I like to do is kind of, you know, if there is a project, you know, rather than just help, have a little bit of ownership into it, such that now I'm responsible, so I don't feel like quitting. Because I'm already vested in there and my name's on it somehow. So if I fail, then it looks bad, you know. So sometimes that can help with the burnout. But when you notice that you're doing work and then you're like, wait a second here, I'm not even getting noticed for this. Don't. You know, life is too short. So I find that very interesting. Our exhaustion at work is something that is really underestimated. And, you know, little vacations or weekends off help, but it's not enough. Okay? You know, your body knows. So, prioritize. They say, you know, if you do want to give productively, according to Harvard Business Review, prioritize. Say yes when it matters the most. Give in a way that is in your own interest and preserves your own energy resources. Again, this doesn't have to do with charity work in your church or outside the office, but we're talking about your office charity. Okay? Generosity in terms of helping others. Don't be afraid to refer work to other people when you don't have time. Amplify your impact. Look for ways to help many people in a single gesture. Exactly. Dedicate blocks of time to giving rather than doing it all the time. It'll make you more focused and effective. And avoid people who only take, they'll drain your energy. And there's a lot of takers. Sometimes they don't mean to be, you know, but they just kind of get in that habit. You know, I, one of the reasons why I was kicking myself that I didn't think of it sooner was, you know, we were looking at this blood shortage and blood supply shortage. And I didn't know how to, on multiple city levels, try to get people to donate blood. And, you know, it wasn't until we, you know, created a Nevada Blood Donation Day that I realized that states could create these days. Then that could help raise awareness. And then we make a National Blood Donation Week. And it's one of those things where it takes a lot of energy. And it takes months to prepare. But you end up helping so many with that one act. And I had to cut back on a lot of the other charity things I do because you can't do it all. But you pick the one where you think you're going to help the most people. And you go with that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say if you don't want Alzheimer's, eat grapes twice a day. That's very interesting. However, they say the study was funded by growers of the fruit in California, the California Table Grape Commission. They say eating a handful of grapes could stave off Alzheimer's disease and boost memory. Just two portions of the popular fruit help to protect against early signs of cognitive decline. While consuming the finger food for just 6 months also helped to significantly boost memory, they believe that the compounds help maintain levels of brain health, and they promote blood flow. Now, I love grapes. Grapes are great. And I don't know if it's just the green or just the red. Usually these studies have to do with more red grapes. But basically they looked at whole grape powder, equivalent to 72 grams of the fruit each day. And they found that the cognitive ability improved even as they looked on PET scans. So very cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.